Welcome back for session 7. The fact that you've made it this far is proof of your dedication to living a good life, not only for you, but for those around you. So thank you for that. And thank you for giving me the gift of your time and your presence. I really think that's our most precious commodity, and I do not take it for granted. Regardless of whatever you get from this course, I hope you felt me genuinely offering myself to you in the present moment, even though I recorded this at a different time than when you're hearing it. That's the main thing I would hope to transmit to you through all of this, my willingness to just be here, and maybe connecting to your willingness to do the same, and to help others in your life be able to just be here more of the time. So last time we focused on the dynamic of reception and creation, receiving new things, new experiences, the newness of all of this, and then from that space, pushing out with energy and enthusiasm and courage into creation, creation of work and play. And I'd be interested to know if you might have had a chance to experiment with this dynamic so far. And the focus in today's session is the daily principle of what I like to call noticing, exploring how it is that you notice your particular habitual patterns of thinking and acting, how you notice your spacesuit in action. So we'll get into that. And I'll start here with a famous quote that you might be familiar with. This has been attributed to Aristotle, but it's also been attributed to an interpretation of Aristotle by Will Durant. So here's the quote: "We are what we repeatedly do." We are what we repeatedly do. So you might just keep that in mind as we go. Okay, and now if you'd like to close your eyes, you can gently do so. If not, that's also fine. Just choose how you would like to optimally engage with this session today. Whether it's sitting in meditation, or taking notes, or moving around, all are welcome by me. But just make a clear choice now, and come back to that choice whenever your mind inevitably wanders away. Just come back to the clear choice of, this is how I want to spend this time, just for this short time together. And now I'll ask you the question again: why are you here, and what do you most deeply want? The answer might be different today than the last time, but just clearly state this in your mind and answer however you like. It might be specific or more vague. Just try to be as honest as you can, and try to provide an answer that is coming from you and not from someone or somewhere else. Why are you here, and what do you most deeply want? Okay, and now let's take a few moments to settle in together and ground ourselves in this alive, present moment that we're both living in. And so see if you can embody the posture and the attitude of like a flower that is rooted firmly and deeply in the ground, and then is reaching up and out from those roots naturally toward the energy of the sun. The sun being this present moment that is all around you and is within you only right now. Naturally opening toward all of this, seeing it, even if your eyes are closed, hearing it, feeling it, for the first time, brand new. Feeling your roots in the earth, feeling connected with your current physical environment, and then stretching up and out from those roots to receive all of this and to receive the message that I have for you today as fully and openly as you can. An empty cup ready to be filled. And you might just take a few deep breaths in this space, breathing in deeply and breathing out and letting the exhale go all the way out completely. And then just waiting for the inhale to come back in naturally on its own. And you can just settle into the natural rhythm of the breath, however it is. And settle into this experience here with me. This is all there is. All right, now for a moment, I'd like to call back to the first principle we explored, waking up. Now, we wake up in the morning, of course, from sleep into waking life. But I see waking up additionally as something we can do again and again throughout the day. We get lost in thought, and it's almost like we fall back asleep and are dreaming during the day. We wake up in the morning and step out of one dream world and then might step right into another dream world. The dream world of habit, of the automatic second circle, the spacesuit self. And then throughout the day, we have the chance to wake back up again and again and remember this is all happening now and truly only now. Then was now and then will be now, always. And this is my one chance to live how I truly want to live, so I better be awake and fully awake for it. And this relates directly to the seventh daily principle of noticing. We wake up in the morning and easily fall back into the dream world of habit, of habitual patterns of thinking and acting. I call this habit energy. And habit energy can develop so much momentum, and it can be so distracting from how we might really want to be living. So this theme of noticing is like developing a muscle of becoming aware of your habit energy again and again throughout the day. And a little sort of mnemonic device I use to remember to do this is what I call noticing the train. So if you've worked with me before, you might be familiar with this concept where you think of your mind as like a train station. And in the center of it all is an empty platform. And this is just you as your pure, basic self sitting there on the platform of the train station, maybe on a bench. This is you, the raw form of you, underneath your spacesuit, just being. So you might imagine yourself now in a train station that is your mind, sitting on a bench in this empty, open space in the middle of the train station. And then as you're sitting there, you start noticing trains passing by. And these are thoughts and urges that just arise. So envision yourself sitting here simply on the platform of the train station. And as you're sitting, you just start to notice all of the trains of thought that are passing by. And notice that they're just constantly coming and going. And I like to even think of them as not only going horizontally, but also vertically and going in loops all over the place. That to me is how thoughts really are. They're just happening constantly everywhere. That's the power of the thinking mind. So you're sitting there in the middle of the train station, and before you know it, you find yourself riding one of these trains. That's just what happens. And then through noticing that this has happened, you can gently step back off and return to the empty platform and start watching it all again. And you might notice now, if you have unknowingly stepped onto one of these trains, maybe in this moment or earlier in the session, the trains are so subtle that you may not even realize that you've stood up and stepped onto one. And before you know it, you've been riding it for a while. You might have hopped onto some sort of planning or some sort of fantasizing or worry or judgment. All of that inevitably happens. But the amazing thing is that you have the ability to notice this. Oh, I've stepped on the train. And then you can gently pull the cord for the train to stop and get back off, return to the open platform. That space that is fully alive and receptive to this new experience. So maybe just sit with that visual for a moment. Feel yourself in the train station of your mind. See what it looks like. Hear what it sounds like. Sitting on a bench in the open space in the very middle of you. The most raw version of you just simply sitting there. And then become aware of all of the trains that start to pass by. And just witness them. See what that's like. See if you can notice whatever the next train is that you step on. And then just become aware of what it is and maybe give it a name or a title, or planning, thinking, remembering. And then step back off, no judgment needed, and return back to the platform. So just see what that's like for you. So you can play with this visual in meditation practice, but I think it also very much applies to daily life. We have many different trains of habit energy that start going right immediately when we wake up in the morning. And then we can either be habitually riding them all day, or we can develop this skill, this muscle, of noticing the habitual trains that we ride. Of noticing them earlier and earlier in the process, and then giving ourselves more of a chance to step back off and return to really what's only happening in this new moment. So I'm constantly remembering to notice my habitual trains. I even have a daily reminder on my phone. It says, notice the train. And importantly, no judgment is necessary when you do notice them. These patterns have developed in some way to help me. In some way they serve me, or at least they did at some point in my life. Maybe they help me avoid something that's painful. But now I have the chance to assess if I really want to keep riding them. And the only way to stop is by noticing them clearly again and again throughout the day. Notice how it is that they start, what they tend to be connected to. So now just reflect on what your habit energy trains are like. Maybe give them a few names. A few of mine are things related to social anxiety. They think I'm weird, or you're stupid, Or it could be thoughts like, I need to be perfect, or I need to avoid conflict. Things related to that second circle spacesuit self. Or it could be urges, maybe to snack or to sleep in, or to numb yourself with a substance or with your phone. What are some of the habit energy trains that seem to pop up for you? Maybe come up with a few names for them, if you can. And a helpful strategy might be to notice what cravings these habit energy trains are responding to, and then to see if you might find a new habit or a new action that feels healthier to you and more representative of who you really are that still fulfills the craving in some way, and then replace the urge with this new habit. Something I've done, for example, is when I'm working on a project and I feel drained of energy, instead of opting to watch a few videos on YouTube, which can then lead to a vacuum of time spent distracting myself, my craving is to pause and to take a break from work. So I notice that craving, I notice my urge to watch a random video, and then replace that urge with reading a page or two from a book that I'm currently really enjoying, something I really like. And that takes just a few minutes, and then I can recenter myself and re-engage with my work, and feel like I gained something valuable and interesting from the pages of the book. So you might just break down the cravings behind your habit energy trains, and see if you can maybe satisfy them to some degree with an action that feels more healthy and authentic to you, and to the life that you most deeply want to be living. Identifying your habit energy trains in this way can help you be able to notice them earlier in the process, clearly see where they're coming from, and catch them before they pick up too much speed, and then simply be able to step back off before the doors close if you want to. But just keep waking up to this that is only happening now. This is not the past, and this is not the future. Then was now, and then will always be now. So keep waking up to all of this and how constantly brand new it all is. And that's the principle of noticing. And I think one important thing to mention here is that by doing this and by engaging in self-awareness practice at large, to me it's like you are developing a more refined instrument. Like you now have a microscope that has 100 times magnification rather than 10 times that you might have had earlier in life. So what's going to happen is you're going to see more. You'll see more of your habits, of your reactions, of the things that maybe you don't like. And that can feel frustrating, or maybe feel as if you're doing something wrong, or that you're not good at this, or that your habit energy is just too strong to change. But to me, this is a sign of encouragement, a sign that you're doing it right. It's not that there's more now to see, it's just that you're now seeing more of what was there all along. And there's no need to criticize it or feel bad about it. The fact that you're noticing it is proof that you're developing this new ability. And I think that's an important thing to keep in mind and to keep you encouraged along this process. Okay, and now let's slow down to finish up today and just connect with the spirit of this seventh principle, noticing. Feeling the spirit of this action beyond just the word, beyond the conceptual label, and connecting back to the spirit of climbing the mountain of just one day, and this being one of those ingredients to a fully lived climb of the one-day mountain. And so breathing in, noticing. And breathing out, the spirit of just clearly noticing. And breathing and connecting to the spirit of witnessing, becoming very clearly aware of your particular habit, energy, patterns, with no judgment, just seeing. Breathing in and out and feeling the spirit of simply noticing. This is kind of like when Kimpu said to me, or your mind was somewhere else. Just in a very gentle, simply observing spirit. Okay, and you might take a few more deep breaths. And if your eyes were closed, you can gently open them now. You might move around or shake or stretch, whatever movement might feel good to you. And before we end today, maybe just select one particular train to try to become more aware of in your daily life, right when it starts to take off in the train station of your mind, one particular habit energy train. And you might include that in your writing if you've been journaling alongside the course, maybe writing down the name of the train, and maybe exploring how it serves you, why it keeps popping up. Okay, so now we have woken up, calibrated, shown care, expressed authenticity, received, created, and noticed this other way of waking up again and again throughout the day. And I look forward to being with you next time when we will explore the principle of movement, prioritizing some time spent during the day, engaging in movement of the body, embodying all of you, outside of just living in the thinking mind. But thanks for being here with me.